Do we glance at God and exalt ourselves? I'm going to read you a story about somebody who did just that, and somebody who did just the opposite. So that's what we're going to talk about on this edition of It's Still Called Today. Good Tuesday afternoon, I think of all, thank all of you who are listening to the podcast, and I pray that this will be a blessing to you, and you'll be patient with me as we work through it. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite passages in the Gospels, and it's the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, starting on the 9th verse. I've always loved the contrast between these two people in this parable, and I think it's indicative of what we see going on today. I think it's something we need to check ourselves and make sure we're not in the wrong position. Okay? So let's read the text through, and then we'll get on with the discussion. I'll be reading as normal from the Christian Standard Bible. And here we go. It says in verse 9, he also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and looked down on everyone else. Verse 10 says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee was standing and praying like this about himself: God, I thank you that I am not like other men, other people, greedy, unrighteous, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but he kept striking his chest and saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus goes on in verse 14, it says, I tell you, this one went down to his house justified rather than the other. Because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Pharisee was awful sure of himself and his righteousness, and I think sometimes we can get that way as well. But it is important to know that we're not. We are not righteous in ourselves whatsoever. Apologize, I left my notes across the room, which is not a good place to leave them. There is nothing we can do to attain righteousness as believers. And I find another interesting passage over in Isaiah. So if you have a Bible, you can turn there with me. We're going to go to the 5th chapter of Isaiah, because I want to point out something that the tax collector actually has in common with a prophet. It's going to take me a minute to find it. So I hope everybody's doing good today. Here we go. Isaiah. I love the sound of Bible pages being turned. You know, that's one thing you don't hear in church anymore, is the sound of Bible pages being turned. And I miss it. So in the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah, we see something very interesting here. We see the prophet acknowledging his own sin. And in verse 5 of chapter 6, he says, then I said, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and because my eyes have seen the Lord. See, he acknowledged his sin. This guy is a prophet. He's not a Pharisee. And as he was in the presence of God, when he saw the temple in this passage, he realized that his own righteousness was nothing. The Pharisee couldn't even grasp this. And when we acknowledge the fact that we have to have the sacrifice of Christ, that enables God to move in and bridge that gap and heal that. Because it goes on to say here, he says, then one of the seraphims flew to me, and in his hand was a glowing coal, and he had taken it from the altar with tongs. He touched it to my mouth with it and said, now that this has touched you, your iniquity is removed and your sin is atoned for. See, the Pharisee back in the 18th chapter of Luke, he was glancing at God and contemplating ourselves, as it said in one of my commentaries. He was talking about how great he is. He didn't acknowledge his need for God's atoning sacrifice, for his perpetuation for our sins. So there's no help for the self-righteous. You can't work your way into God's kingdom. It says in Romans that there is none righteous, no, not one. And it's important that even on our best days, that we don't let it go to our head. It's important that we remain humble and acknowledge every day before our feet hit the floor that we are sinners, just like this tax collector. The contrast between these two people is also very interesting, because tax collectors were hated. The tax collectors were Jewish people who, after Rome came in and took over, would actually go to work for Rome. And these guys would also skim off the top. If they said you owed 20 denarii in taxes, oftentimes the tax collectors would say you owe 25, and they would keep 5%, you know, that other 5 for themselves. They were a crooked lot of people, and they were despised by their fellow Jews. This guy knew it, and he was asking for forgiveness. It's important to know who we are, really, because God knows what we're thinking. God knows what you're thinking when that guy cuts you off in traffic. God knows what you're thinking when the other person got the promotion at work and you didn't get it. And God knows what I'm thinking when I see someone else get something that I want. We're all in this together, and it works the same way. And one of the best prayers any of us can pray is, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And when we do that, we apply the blood of Calvary, and it washes us clean. And we can stand before God, holy and accepted. Something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to go back and read these passages for yourself. I used F.F. Bruce's commentary for this, and it was very enlightening and very helpful. So I hope this has helped. I hope this has encouraged somebody. And I hope that you can go out and encourage somebody today, as long as it is called today. God bless, and have a great week.